Warm weather is expected across all the western Midwest to start out the month of April today. Afternoon highs will be in the 70s and low 80s under partly cloudy skies. A new system moving in from the northwest will start to produce some thunderstorms to our northwest later today. Showers and thunderstorms are expected across most of the region tonight into early tomorrow. A few severe storms are possible over the western Midwest late this afternoon through tonight. Behind this system, cooler weather will make a return to the region into late this week, with temperatures below normal on Friday. It does look like readings will quickly moderate, though, over the weekend. For today, partly cloudy, windy, and warm, south to southwest winds increasing to 20 to 35 miles per hour, high 81. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms, winds becoming northwest 10 to 15, low 48. Tomorrow, a few showers early, then partly cloudy to cloudy, north winds 10 to 15, high 64. Friday, mostly cloudy, high around 50. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 62. From Freeze Notice Weather, this is Dan Hicks with the Skyscan forecast on the station where your friends are.
A red flag warning for extreme fire conditions will be in effect today from 1 p.m. until 7 p.m. for Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Carroll, Crawford, Dallas, Greene, Guthrie, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. Any fires that start will spread very rapidly and be very difficult to control. Outdoor burning is highly discouraged and should be avoided in those counties covered by the red flag warning. In addition, a wind advisory will be in effect from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. today for Cass, Audubon, Guthrie, Carroll, Crawford, Greene, and Sac counties. Winds will be out of the south today with sustained wind speeds of 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 expected. That'll make driving difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. Be sure and use extra caution and secure any loose items. And there may be severe weather later on this afternoon or this evening. It appears that any severe storm development will probably be isolated in nature and generally found along and south of Interstate 80. The threat appears to be from large hail and high winds. Yesterday's high in Atlantic was 73, our 24-hour low 30. Last year we topped at 46 for a high on this date. 21 was our low. The all-time record high in Atlantic on April 1st, 87 in 2003. The record low 13 in 2013. Our sunrise at 7:04, sunset at 7:45. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.